Welcome to the Path of Reason. This is podcast number 9, and I am Adam LaMonica from pathofreason.com. This will just be a very short podcast, briefly going over a few things we wanted to bring to your attention and get some feedback on as well. First off, if you haven't already checked out pathofreason.com recently, you'll see a link on the left side of the front page to order free science DVDs through the Howard Hughes Medical Institute. I just recently put in an order, and within about a week, I got my DVDs already. So, again, it's completely free. There's not even any charge for shipping. I actually got two on evolution and one about stem cells, cloning, and regeneration. So it's pretty interesting topics as well. This is a really simple way to help educate others and yourself regarding interesting topics in science. So say if, for example, if you know someone who's like an intelligent designer who doesn't really understand evolution, you can just order one of the DVDs on evolution and give it to them. It's just a really great way to help introduce them to the topic. And if you want, you can check out the link on our site, or you can head over directly to hhmi.org/catalog if you want to go directly to the site. There's been a lot of attention surrounding the recent Ben Stein documentary called Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, and we just want to mention a little bit about it and perhaps get your feedback on it. But the premise of the film is basically that there are many scientists questioning evolution, and some are even losing their jobs for questioning the theory. The movie portrays those accepting of evolution as intolerant and closed-minded. Now, while scientists do debate the details of evolution, the Expelled movie incorrectly claims that the debate is whether or not evolution actually happened, which is completely incorrect. One thing I noticed in the interviews and in one of the trailers is how Ben Stein keeps asking, how did life begin in the first place? Could there have been an intelligent designer? As if the questions have any relation to evolution. But anyone who has even a basic understanding of evolution knows that it is a theory explaining how life developed and not how life itself occurred. Even Darwin in The Origin of the Species says, quote, it is no valid objection that science as yet throws no light on the far higher problem of the essence or origin of life. So right there, it's obvious that Darwin wasn't trying to explain how life occurred in the first place, merely how it developed. But I highly recommend checking out expelledexposed.com. It's a really great site in response to this movie. It's got a thorough review, and it just dissects the movie completely. So it's got a lot of background information on the people depicted in the movie, as well as what the claims are and what the facts actually in reality are. The site was created and is maintained by the National Center for Science Education. So they're a very well-known organization that defends evolution when things like this happen. So the American Humanist Association recently said that Expelled is a self-described satirical documentary. And in response to this, Fred Edwards, the director of communications for the American Humanist Association, said that, quote, it's unclear what is being satirized. It seems more a satire of bad documentaries than of the scientific community, which is the target of its invective. Every criticism of modern science is punctuated by black and white footage from strident mid-20th century documentaries and propaganda films, as well as old Hollywood movies. Can Ben Stein be serious? Sadly, he is. And Edwards goes on to say, quote, this film not only makes false claims against atheists, it does so using a bag of dirty tricks. For example, in one scene, Richard Dawkins is shown being made up for his interview with Ben Stein. But Stein is presented as suddenly showing up for the interview fresh off the street and without pretense. In the credits, however, we learn that Stein had a personal makeup artist. This is just one of the subtle techniques the film uses, combined with a plethora of out-of-context interview footage to put those who Stein opposes in the worst light and those he favors in the best. Also, Paul Kurtz, the founder and chairman of the Center for Inquiry, has called the new anti-evolution film Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, featuring Ben Stein, anti-science propaganda and an exercise in anti-intellectualism at its worst. Now, apparently even Fox News, despite its right-wing tendency, says that the film is, quote, a sloppy, all-over-the-place, poorly made expose of the scientific community, showing that Stein, who's carved out a career selling eye drops in commercials and amusing us on sitcoms, is either completely nuts or so avaricious that he's abandoned all good sense to make a buck. Now, I also recommend checking out the review of Expelled in the May-June 2008 issue of the Skeptical Inquirer magazine. If anyone else has seen the movie, feel free to share with us your comments, thoughts. You can do that on our forum, as well as send us a message through the contact page. And we'll get your feedback on that. So, Derek is actually going to be working on a project that may turn into a book entitled Debunking the Book of Mormon Once and for All. If any of our listeners are ex-Mormons or even current and active Mormons, feel free to send us an email about your experiences so we can start to compile that information as well. Finally, coming up on our podcast number 10, we will be doing an interview with Joseph Hansen. He's the creator of the new website at knowreligion.net. That's K-N-O-W religion.net. It's really a great site for information and resources on religion and science, so check that out. And in the meantime, keep following the path of reason.